Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We feel so often unworthy. We feel unworthy in this life. But we have someone, someone who loves us regardless of our feelings. Yeah. And his name is Jesus. We have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sins that are found only in his grace. Ephesians 1 and 7. Only in the grace. Think about that. The grace. The grace that went to that cross. The grace that could have came down but chose to stay. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, God. We humbly thank you. Oh, Master, we are just grateful that you saw fit to cause our eyes to open up and see a day that we had never seen before. We just thank you. We thank you, God, that you have allowed us to have a time when we can go before your throne of grace and mercy and we can call on you. And we can humbly thank you, God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his dying on the cross, his suffering, his pain. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Master, we are just looking to the hills. This is what you said. From which we come. We come. We look into the hills. Where all our help comes from you, oh God. Man couldn't give us this help. Man couldn't redeem us, oh God. Oh Master, we are just grateful. We are truly grateful. We stand here today, God, lifting up this nation, God, lifting up your people, God. Those who don't know you in the pardons of their sins, oh God. Those who are in high places, Master. Who are oppressing your people, oh God. You know who they are. You know their name, oh God. We stand here today on behalf of the nation, oh God. Asking you, God. For mercy, oh God, mercy, God. We need mercy. Oh God, open up our eyes, open up our ears so we could hear you, oh God, so we can see you, that we can really get to know you, really embrace you, God. Help us, God. Help us. Master, we will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor, because it's only through your grace and your mercy, oh hallelujah, that we are here today. And we thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. Yes, we are truly grateful. Grateful for the many blessings that he showered upon us. These are daily blessings. We get up. And he has blessed us. We get up. There was a blessing through the night while we were sleeping. We get up during the day. 12 o'clock, there could be a blessing. Noon. Yeah. Before we go to bed at night, he has blessed us. Think about it. The many blessings that he showered upon us. And sometimes we just, I don't know if it's too mean or just too tired to just give him some praise and just thank him. Or I don't know what it is. But we need to look at our hearts. We need to look at our hearts and realize where our blessings truly come from. Yeah. And learn to thank him. Not just when things are going bad, when things are going good, but when things are going bad too. Yeah. When things are not going so well. Let me say that. We still thank him. Because we know that he's working it out. It's just only a time. It's only a test. It's only this season. But he's working it out. Yeah. Yeah. Listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. Somebody loves you. This is what you need to remember. Just when you think nobody cares, no one loves me, and this is a hormonal trick that the enemy uses. He uses this trick to make us feel lonely, to make us feel useless. Mm-hmm. He uses this trick to make us feel defeated. Mm-hmm. You are not alone, for the Christ lives in you. Point to yourself. You're not by yourself. Hmm? Christ lives in you, all around you. He's in the front and he's in the back. You've heard that song. On each side, above, underneath, he's all around you. Yeah. He got you. He got you. Mm-hmm. He's watching and he's covering. Glory be to God. All at the same time. Remember, he's almighty. He's omnipresent. He has the power. He can do this. We may not be able to, but he can. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. He has the hedges all around you, while you're traveling, while you're sleeping, while you're working, while you're eating. So he got that all around you all the time, every day, 365 days out of a year. He's watching you. He's protecting. He's telling you don't do that, don't go there, don't go that way. Huh? Don't do that. It's called protection. That's what it's called, protection. No matter what you do, he's watching you. You know, I used to think a long time ago when I was doing things that was not right to do, something would come to me just as quickly. And I know it was the Spirit of God. It would come quickly to me and it would say, yeah, just like you're doing that, and you know you shouldn't be doing it. God is watching you do that. I would say, oh, Lord. Yes, he's watching us even when we're doing the wrong things. He is watching us. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Oh, glory be to God. He never. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's found in Deuteronomy 31 and 8. Mm-hmm. We all need the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We all need him. We may not know it. We may not acknowledge it. Some of us may think that we're Samson or we're Superman and Superwoman, and we may think this, but that is not always the case. Uh-huh. Sometimes we're weak, whether we admit it or not. Sometimes we're weak, and he is always strong. Yeah, we need him every second, every minute, every day, every hour, all through the week, through the month, through the years. Glory be to God. For some reason, the spirit wants to sing because it's quoting hymns, it's quoting songs in this lesson. Glory, glory. God makes a home for the homely. He leads out the prisons into prosperity. That's in Psalms 68 and 6. Those who are in prison, those who are bound, at some point, you will be led out. Set free. Yeah. He will also remove us from the prisons. He's going to remove us. And not only will he do that, but then he's going to bring some riches, some valuables, gifts that only he can give you. He's going to bring it to your door. You don't have to go looking. You don't have to do any searching. Because he knows exactly where you live. Think about that. He know the number to that checkbook. He know the number to that savings account. He know your address. That's the God that I'm talking about. Prosperity. He has the ability to bring it to us. So when the enemy comes, and he will come, remember that, he will come. You remember this. I may not have achieved it yet, but I will focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I have no need. I have no desire for my past. Why? Because now I am looking forward, looking in front of me. I'm not looking behind anymore, and I'm headed to what is lies ahead of me, what's in front of me, who is leading me. This is in Philippians 3 and 13. Yeah. This is our mindset. This is where we should be. Yeah, because see, when the enemy comes, you have to have the word. You have to have the word. The word is what puts him to flight. The word. Give him the word. When the enemy came to Jesus and he was tempting Jesus gave him the word. He said, man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Every word. We must keep hope. Hold on to hope. Why? Because hope will never bring us into a place of shame. It's not going to ever do that. Not hope. Yeah. Because that's the hope that we have in the love of God. As he pours it into our hearts. He pours it into us. The hope that we have in him. This happens through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Remember, the Holy Spirit is given to us, to the believers. When we accept his plan of salvation, when we surrender, when we give him everything we have, ourselves, the Holy Spirit can come in. I've heard people say, I was struggling. I was trying to make this work. I was trying to grow. I was trying to do that. And when I got tired of trying to do it, and I just realized I couldn't, I said, oh, God, I just can't do it no more. And you know what God said? Great. I am glad. I'm happy now that you can go and sit down and allow me to do what I am designed to do. And it's done through the Holy Spirit. Yes. You know, when Jesus said that he had to leave. He had to go because the Holy Spirit had to come. He couldn't, the Holy Spirit wouldn't come. When he was here, they both couldn't be here at the same time. One had to leave and the other one would return. It's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. Whenever we're willing to stop, take our hands off, sit back, and let him do his job. Oh, glory be to God. Now, how often do we do that? How often do we step back and let God be God? How do we do that? How often do we cry out to him? Because if we cried out to him, he would show us that he has the power. He has the ability. Yes, yes. People will come and they will say, where is your God? Think about that. Whenever you're in a situation, it looks like you're just beaten all down. You have no hope here. They want to know, where is your God? What happened? He must have left you. You must have did something wrong. They will come. The naysayers will come, and they will beat you down. You got to have hope. And you got to know who you have hope in. It's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes. Hope. Hold on. Hold on to hope. Be kind. Be kind to each other. Oh, glory be to God. Isn't that something? Be kind to each other. Tenderhearted. Forgiving one another. Just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. This is found in Ephesians. See, this is Ephesians 4 and 32. Let me just talk on that just for a minute. It says to be kind. Now, all these things we just talked about before this, having hope, getting help from God, knowing that he's going to lead you, without being kind and tenderhearted to each other, none of those things are going to happen. Let me just bring it to you how it really is. See, there are some conditions, and a lot of times we don't want to heed to the conditions. But in order for you to get the things that you want to get, you want to get out of that, or you want to get delivered, you want to get those gifts, you want to get this, you want to get that, well, being kind to one another, being tenderhearted, forgiving, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven you. How many of us go to God, get on our knees, earnestly, raising our hand up, sitting up in church, oh, help me, God, or praying for our sister, but holding something in our heart. Holding that confusion, holding that unforgiveness solid. Been holding it for centuries, been holding it for years. And yet you're wondering why sister so-and-so is being blessed over there, or why brother so-and-so is getting this, or why their children is achieving, why their children is getting the grants, why their children is being elevated in school. Why? Unforgiveness is a major player of the enemy. He knows that unforgiveness will keep you down. You will not succeed as long as you will not forgive. Why? Because your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. You can ask him to forgive you all you want, but if you're not forgiving, he's not going to forgive you. Simple. Case in point, just study it in your free time. Do a little study on unforgiveness, and you'll see that it's a It's a circle effect. It's an effect that you give it and you receive it. Uh-huh. You don't give it, you don't receive it. Case closed. And it's nothing that man has put in place. This is the order of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about that. The Lord also will be, he's going to be a refuge. This is what you want. You want him to be a refuge for the oppressed, people who are oppressed, people who are weighed down, people who are abused. We who have been mistreated and still being mistreated, a refuge in time of trouble. Mm-hmm. Those who know your name will put their trust in you. For the Lord has not forsaken those who seek you. They're not going to forget. Mm-mm. Psalms 9, verse 9 through 10. You're not going to forget who you should trust, who you should put all your trust in. Not when you're in a situation and here comes your refuge coming to set you free, coming to take you out, coming to unlock the door. You will never forget. Or do some of us forget? Do some of us really forget? Or do some of us really remember where they came from, where you were before, who delivered you? Maybe we need a reminder so we can all praise God, we can all edify him, because so often we have forgot where he delivered us from, where we were, down in the pit, we were in the Maui, huh? Yeah. Some of us have forgotten. Yes, yes, we have forgotten. Many today are oppressed. Mm-hmm. But God said he would deliver. That's what he said. He will come to you and he will deliver you. Mm-hmm. But when he deliver you, will you say, thank you, Lord? Just thank you. Mm-hmm. There's no amount of money, no amount of time that is more, can't even come up to measure with the gifts that he had for us. His son Jesus went to the cross for us. He died for our sins. We all should have gone to the cross. But he sent Jesus, mm-hmm, in our place. And it was because of love. Love is what kept him up there. Love. Love for you, and me. The love of God, huh? Remember, Jesus knows. He knows your challenges, whatever they are. He knows your emotional wrecked state. He knows any abuse that you may be subjected to. He knows the physical abuse. He knows about the mental abuse. Jesus wants you to come to him. He wants us all to come to him. Not to wait until we're not in the situation, but while we're in that situation, come to him. He can deliver you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You who are weary. That's what he said. You who are weary, worn, huh? And stretched. You're stressed. You're strained. His arms are wide open, waiting for us. Mm-hmm. He will restore you. He will heal you. Why? Because he loves you. This is the love. This is a love that's different from the love that you see every day. This is love here is different from the love that your parents have for you. This love is different from the husband and wife love. This love is different from the love that you have for your children or the love that you may have for your family members or your neighbors or your friends. This is a different love. This is the agape love. You know, your family's not going to just love you even when you done did them wrong. You know, they leave you alone quick. Huh? Think about it. Jesus is not going to do that. Even when we turn our back on him, he's still loving us. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Still loving us. Remember, the day is yours. The night also is yours. You have prepared the light, and you have prepared the sun. But remember that God owns the day. The day belongs to him. Glory be to God. Psalms 74:16. The day belongs to God. You may think you own it. You do. And many times we do. We think we own the night. We think a lot. But we don't own that. It all belongs to our Heavenly Father. Yes, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come today thanking you for your word, thanking you for this lesson. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you look upon us. Teach us how to love one another. Teach us how to be concerned. Teach us how to walk together. And not be divided and not be separated, not talking about each other. Show us, oh God, the right way, which is your way. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor. Glory be to God. Because it's all about you, God. And it has never been about us. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to continue to look upon our children, God. Our children in the classrooms. The teachers. Protect them, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We will be careful to give you praise. We will give you honor. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday and on Saturday. And on Sunday, dial the same number and be blessed with the different teachers and ministers that will come and rightfully divide the word. The word of truth. The word of truth is what we need. We need to hear what the word is saying to us. And we know that on Saturday, the children ministry is on, and we just delight ourselves in hearing the children, the next generation. That's what this is. Yes. So as we continue to do the walk, let us walk. Let us walk in Christ. And continually be an example where men will see Christ in us. And our Heavenly Father, glory be to God, he will be glorified. Not us. He will be glorified. And he will be glorified through us. Through men, girls, and boys seeing him in us. And we have the ability, we have the power, we have to go at it to make Jesus popular. And we can do that. Make him popular. Yeah. We can make him popular. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name.